We're going to start off with a little comment from one of our listeners, a fellow named Patrick, who lives in Bemidji. He said, yesterday while doing yard work, I watched this parasitic wasp attack and paralyze a spider. The spider put up a fight, but the wasp was way too quick, and one sting did the trick. The wasp then dragged the spider around the yard, apparently looking for a place to stash it. 15 minutes later, he says, but if it was a parasitic wasp, well, most wasps, I don't think the male wasps actually eat anything at all. They get fed by the females in the nest and then kicked out and they become bird food. So anyway, this female wasp dragging the spider around the yard, and the spider, as you might not realize, was not dead. It was merely paralyzed, and it'll remain paralyzed, and the spider will lay her single egg in that spider. And when the egg hatches, the little maggot is going to use that spider as its source of energy to grow and become another wasp. And the chances are, I looked at the Pat sent along some pictures. I looked at the pictures. I suspect that it was an ichneumon wasp. There are many, many, many ichneumon wasp species, and most of them are, as this one was, parasitic. And they don't form a hive. You don't have like a hive full of these ichneumon wasps. You have single female ichneumon wasps out looking for food, and for a food source for their babies. And when they find one, they sting it. It might be a caterpillar, it might be a spider, as it was in this case, whatever. And the wasp stings it, it induces paralysis, and then the egg is planted in there, hatches, and has a bountiful start to its life. So, Pat, you got to see something pretty special. I have seen this myself. I watched it happen on a sandy beach one day when a wasp attacked a spider. And after a while, she dragged it over to a little bit of driftwood, and then she kind of dug into the sand at the base of the driftwood and buried the spider along with her offspring. And I'm confident that another ichneumon wasp emerged from that encounter, and it's just thrilling. Nature is so amazing. When you watch a movie like Aliens and you think about how that is, that happens daily among the insects in our world. So just keep that in mind. We had a call this week from a student who lives the school year in Maryland and spends his summers up here in northern Minnesota. David Scoggins has sent along a phenology report for us to listen to.
Hi, I'm David, and I'll be on my grandparents' farm in Blackberry near Grand Rapids for the next 5 weeks. I have a cold, so I might sound funny. Anyway, we have seen tansy and dead wild parsnip on the roadside in Blackberry. So far, I haven't managed to touch the wild parsnip. The Juneberries and wild raspberries are ripe at Blackberry Lake, and we have a patch of milkweed with monarch caterpillars on the farm. I don't think I've seen that for a year or two. My mom scared up 2 ruffed grouse on Sunday morning, but other than that, we haven't seen too many birds in Blackberry. On Thursday, we took a trip to our cottage in Two Harbors. The tansy there is just starting to bloom, and the juneberries are still red. Also, I saw 2 friendly lesser yellowlegs, a spotted sandpiper, tree, barn, and cliff swallows, yellow warblers, and a lot of bairds and leased sandpipers. We also noticed an otter in the lake near the breakwater. That's it for my phenology report. Oh, and my dad saw a woodland kingfisher and a pied crow last week. Ha ha, he's in Nigeria for work. Have a good week. Goodbye.
I wondered about those last two. They sounded a bit different to me. I thought, where was he that he saw those? Oh, David, thank you. That was wonderful. I'm excited that you're in Blackberry, and since I live there, maybe we can meet up one of these days and have a little walk ourselves. That would be exciting. David and his brother Eric have been sharing their observations from Maryland with us, and we're excited to get them, and now they're here in northern Minnesota and sharing again. Thanks so much. I've got a couple of notes that I wanted to cover. One, if you're looking for something to do coming up this Saturday, August 4th, you can join the experts in the field at the Sacs-Zim Bog. Everybody is welcome. It's free. Birds, butterflies, dragonflies, lichens, spiders, wildflowers, and more. This is the Bog to Ridge BioBlitz 6. It begins next Saturday at 9 a.m., meeting in the Welcome Center. The bird trips leave at 6 a.m., so get there early if you want to do the bird part of the BioBlitz. Sixth annual Bog BioBlitz. The highlight for folks is learning an amazing amount of information while in the field and the fun of sharing our sightings back at the Welcome Center. Each leader will detail their finds for the day, and some will even bring back some specimens. Biodiversity of the bog continues to amaze us. Join us as we continue to explore this magical place. BYOS, bring your own stuff, including lunch and drinks, rubber boots, bug dope, snacks. Bird trips will be earlier. Meet at the Welcome Center at 5:50 a.m. and other trips will depart at 9 a.m. No need to RSVP. Just show up and pick up your field trip. So that's coming up next Saturday, and it sounds like a pretty exciting day. I would like to be a part of that. That's going to be a great time. That's our talkback show for this week. If you have comments, questions, or observations you'd like to share with us, please, you know how to get in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you. And if you are a teacher, and I know that you are now getting ready to sort of face the music, face the classroom again, and you are interested in promoting phenology in your classroom, and we are opening this up to any grade level that you'd like to consider. If you are a teacher who is interested in the out-of-doors and would like to learn about making phenology a part of your classroom, we would love to hear from you. So call us. You know our phone number. Send us an email, comments@kaxe.org. You can contact me personally. My address is J Latimer. That's J-L-A-T-I-M-E-R @kaxe.org. Love to hear from you. Love to get you started with phenology in your classroom. And believe me, your kids are going to love it as well.
Coming up, we'll have news headlines from National Public Radio. Tomorrow in the Grand Rapids area, the public is invited to a candidate forum for Itasca County Attorney. It is at the Blandon Foundation Community Room from 6 to 7:30 and is sponsored by Advocates for Family Peace, Support Within Reach, Elder Circle, and KEXE, KBXE.